Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Wall Street is proving to be resilient to news of the latest terrorist plot. The same cannot be said for shares of airlines and travel companies.
Bob Moon joins us from Public Radio's Marketplace program. Bob, you've got the latest on financial effects of the reported terrorist plot. The stock market, how's it doing?
Yeah, it's really remarkable, but in fact, this has tended to be the case whenever we've had one of these heightened terror alerts in the past few years. The stock market is actually doing okay. It does cause some uncertainty in the markets, which is something that always unsettles traders. They really don't like that, but it's something that the markets seem to have gotten used to, and more importantly, perhaps, seems that it's something that they've priced into stock prices now from an overall standpoint. European shares did close lower today. Britain's FTSE index dropped about 0.5%. Germany's DAX was down more than 1%. But those markets had been even lower during the European trading day, so you really have to account for the fact that they did start to rebound. Wall Street has actually been holding its own today. Prices actually a bit higher in early trading. The sell-off overseas seems to have given way now to traders taking a wait-and-see approach on the long-term effects of all this. And there have been some good profit reports out today. That seems to be offsetting any worries over this bombing plot.
Bob, what about oil prices? How is this affecting the oil markets?
Yeah, if there's any good news in all this, that's it. Oil prices are down as much as 2% on some markets. Oil traders seem to be speculating that there could be less demand for fuel if this causes people to travel less. That's good news, though, because after a few days of record prices caused by the pipeline shutdown in Alaska, we're actually seeing some relief now.
And I understand airline stocks are taking a hit. Is that likely to be long-lasting, or is this just a short-term problem?
Well, some analysts are saying this will only have a temporary effect. We've seen that a bit today in the price of airline shares. They did take a big hit on the European markets, but they've actually rebounded some on Wall Street today.
Bob, this, I think, is going to lead to a lot of people wanting to change their travel plans. Is this going to cost travelers with ticket change penalties?
Well, it varies by airline, Alex. American Airlines is going to issue travel vouchers or non-refundable tickets to those traveling to, from, or through the U.K. American says travelers can change their date of travel as late as September 1st. Continental says customers due to depart from or travel to U.K. airports who don't want to travel today or tomorrow can change up until August 24th. United says it'll waive rules and restrictions for those already in the midst of their travels to allow a single change to their itinerary, as long as the origin or the destination cities stay the same. Those who haven't begun their travels to or from the UK on United can make one change without a fee. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be following more of the fallout from all this.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.